there is a English word, paradigm. Very simply put, a paradigm is a mental model. Paradigm is a mental model that helps you to filter the information that comes to you. If that information fits your paradigm, you tend to accept it. And if it doesn't, you simply ignore that information. We talk about paradigm shifts. They say when a paradigm shifts, the whole world changes. And these paradigms, they happen at the fringes. They don't happen in the center of activity. In the same way, you can say that Prabhupada was not even one of the prominent disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was not a sannyasi. He was a simple householder. And with doing his pharma business, very unnoticeable, so to say. But when the paradigm happens at the fringes, it goes and takes the whole center stage. Who would have imagined that Srila Prabhupada would one day qualify to be Mahaprabhu's Senapati? We would never have imagined that Prithvite Ache Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachar Hoiva Maranam, that Prabhupada would be chosen to do these things. So, I would like to just put forward a few. Just now it was mentioned that Prabhupada wanted to make the whole universe Krishna conscious. Yeah, Bombay is saturated with the love of, you know, Radha Gopinath temple under the able guidance of Gurudev. If anyone is saying that I don't have enough seva here, please come to Amritsar and see how much people are starving. You know, there are great oases like Bombay. Not oases, they are actually green, vast tracts of where fountains of knowledge and bhakti are spreading. But there are huge tracts of deserts, not just worldwide, but even in our own country, that people don't know about Mahaprabhu, people don't know about Krishna. And perhaps one of the biggest contributions that Srila Prabhupada made was to challenge the 95% of Indians. They believe you can worship anyone and the result will be the same. At least in North India, demigod worship and worshipping Babas and this and that is so prevalent. Now we all know about Krishna, we know about Ram, we know about Shiva and we know about Brahma. And we know all these things. But Prabhupada was that unique personality who actually showed the relationship between all of them. And why Krishna is the supreme personality of God. So if I were to say what is his most unique contribution, I would say this one contribution of letting people know that Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. That it is not an international society for God consciousness, but it is an international society for Krishna consciousness, because Krishna is God himself. Lastly, Prabhupada left a legacy that his disciples carried on so beautifully. In fact, we are all here because of the numerous sacrifices made by the direct disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Now they have given a legacy, and the next generation after us, they will be able to enjoy Krishna consciousness or get inspired to the degree we the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada are willing to make sacrifices for spreading this movement. We inherited a lot, but to whom much is given, much is expected. So as a unified group of the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada, today on his disappearance day, we should pledge that we will carry this legacy forward, that each one of us will make a difference. You know, there was a poet and a scientist. He would go on the weekend to his beach house and write poetry. One fine Saturday afternoon, he got what you call a writer's block. He couldn't think of any poetry. So he decided to go on the beach and he decided to refresh himself and come back and write poetry. And far in the horizon, he could see a thin, lanky figure dancing on the beach in the hot sun. And as he went closer, he saw it was an 18-year-old boy, and he seemed to be lifting something and putting into the ocean. And when he went closer, he saw thousands of starfish on the beach. The waves came and the starfish came and the waves receded and they were there, they couldn't go back into the waters. And this boy was picking up and throwing the starfish into the ocean. So he stood there for some time and then he said, "Son, I don't think it will make a difference. There are too many of them." The boy didn't say anything. He picked up one more and threw it in the ocean and said, "Sir, it made a difference to that one." So similarly, each one of us can make a difference. We have inherited this legacy of Srila Prabhupada through his great disciples, and we have to carry this legacy forward. And what better day than to make this pledge right near Govardhan and Srila Prabhupada. So we feel very blessed that we are in a position to at least see this wonderful gathering here, where every one of us can go surcharge, inspired, till the next disappearance day and try to make a difference in whatever way we can. Hare Krishna.